Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, musician, and provincial of the province of St. Albert the Great, Chicago. That is, Father Jim, you hear, playing the clarinet in our theme music as well. His preaching is entitled, Channels of the Healing Touch of God.
Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. Sacrifice or oblation you wished not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Burnt offerings or sin offerings you sought not. Then said I, behold, I come. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. In the written scroll, it is prescribed for me. To do your will, O my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. I announced your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. May all who seek you exult and be glad in you. And may those who love your salvation say ever the Lord be glorified. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will.
Perfect responsorial psalm and people's response for our day. A message that has come to us since the beginning of the scriptures. A message that was perfected in Jesus of Nazareth. A message that he left us and entrusted to us and is as important today as it has been for the millennia. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. The verses of that psalm, Psalm 40, are so important. Sacrifice and sacrificial offerings you did not want, but you wanted ears open to obedience. Burnt offerings, sin offerings you weren't looking for. And then I realized you were looking for me to say, I am here. I am here to do your will, to act in your name, to act as you would act, to live out the presence of God in my space and in my time. That psalm is so beautiful in trying to remind us that what God is looking for from us, what God is seeking, is our action, our lives, that are based on the beauty of our prayer and our contemplation, but find our prayer and contemplation fulfilled in our actions. And the Lord is looking for us to preach that, not only by what we do, but how we share the Word of God with as many people as will hear us, as many people as will listen to us. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. Of course, Psalm 40 and the choice of that refrain for us today in the church is in direct relation to the first reading from the letter to the Hebrews, in which it talks about Jesus as the great high priest who had no need any longer of daily sacrifices. His sacrifice was once and for all. There was no need for repetitiveness of sacrifice. Not only was Jesus that kind of sacrifice, but he gave us an example of how we need to live out what we pray and not settle for prayer alone. We need to live out everything that we pray. So this psalm, "Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will," is in direct response to Jesus, the high priest, in that first reading from Hebrews. It also relates beautifully to the Gospel of Mark in chapter 3, in which Jesus withdrew to the sea and large crowds were pressing upon him from everywhere. He had cured so many that they were coming after him, and he told his disciples to get a boat for fear that he might be crushed by them. Again, a sign that the people were so hungry for a healing touch. So hungry for healing. Is there anything different in our day today? Aren't our people starving for the healing touch of God in their lives? For a healing word? For the healing voice of God? I keep thinking of so many things that we concern ourselves with in the church, so many things that we busy ourselves with. And being a musician, being a person who's been involved in liturgy in all my life, I keep thinking of how often we thought some of the rubrics of the liturgy were the most important thing in life. And I realize as I read these readings today in this psalm that God is glorified more so in our love than in the perfection of our rubrics. God is glorified more so in our love than in the perfection of our rubrics. Now, being a musician, one who loves the liturgy, one who is dedicated to the liturgy, who loves presiding and preaching, yes, yes, it is all important. But still, nothing is as important as the healing touch of God. We are the channels of that healing touch. We are the channels of the healing touch of God. It comes through us. It comes through our touch. The people need it more than anything else, and we should never settle for anything less. We do so much good in the church, so much. But really, still, it must all be subordinated to love. Nothing is more important than the healing touch of God. Through our words, through our hands, through our voices, and through the way we live. Nothing is more important. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. Thank you.